Brutus, Gandalf, Nemo, and Yogi. Just a few names that you may be hearing this winter as the Weather Channel has undertaken the task and responsibility of naming noteworthy winter storms. Hurricanes and tropical storms have been given names since the 1940s here in the U.S., and weather systems, including winter storms, have been named in Europe since the 50s. But up until now, naming winter weather events has been limited to during or after the event has occurred, such as the President's Day storm or Snowmageddon. One reason for the lack of an organized naming system for winter weather is the lack of a national center, such as the National Hurricane Center, to coordinate and communicate information. So, enter the National Weather Channel, as they are hoping the naming of winter storms will allow them to better communicate the threat and timing of the significant impacts that accompany these events. As while announcing the move, the channel said naming a storm raises awareness by making it much easier to follow its progress. And the fact that during this age of constantly expanding social media, a one-name reference will make sharing information that much easier. The naming of winter storms will be limited to no more than 3 days before impact to ensure there is moderate to strong confidence the system will produce significant effects on the populated area. And the process for whether or not a storm merits a name will include several variables that combine to produce disruptive impacts, including snowfall, ice, wind, and temperature, as well as time of day and week. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.